What if I could show you a tool that'll help you stay more focused and even get a better sleep? Let's talk about it today on Coach's Corner. Welcome, my friends, to another edition of Coach's Corner. Today, we are going to talk about what the brain.fm difference is. This is episode number 70, and boy, I have got a presentation prepared for you here that you're really going to enjoy. Today's episode is sponsored by Marketing Thunder. MarketingThunder.com. You can get 7 days of access, full access, for just $1 when you visit MarketingThunder.com. Well, we all have this issue. We all have a desire to be more focused. We all have a desire, well, maybe even get better sleep. That's a big one for me. Getting better sleep is not an easy thing to do. I've got a great guest for you today, but before I talk to you about my guest, I want to give you a free gift. I want you to go over to robertimbrialli.com /top 10, and I'd like to give you an ebook. Top 10 Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. This is a fully updated report, and I promise you, you're making at least one of these, probably 6, 7, 8, and maybe even 10 of these mistakes. You need to stop doing that, because if you want to grow your business, yeah, making these kind of mistakes, not really helpful. Okay, I promised you that we have something fun for you today, and I don't want to disappoint you. Let me tell you about our guest today. Our guest is Dan Clark. Daniel Clark is a serial entrepreneur and CEO of Brain.fm, an innovative technology company that helps users be more productive through the use of functional music created by composers and artificial intelligence. What an interesting mix that is. Daniel has been in love with technology and its potential to positively impact the world for as long as he can remember, from building websites when he was just 13, starting a design and advertising business at 18, and driving $2 million in revenue for multinational brands as a director for a boutique ad agency. He has truly been at the forefront of how technology can exponentially grow successful businesses. One of Brain.fm's first users, he called the company 12 times before they agreed to bring him in for an interview. When he did receive an offer, he jumped at it, even working for free for the first few weeks. He eventually moved up to being the head of technology and is now Brain.fm's CEO. As CEO, Daniel is constantly striving to build a company that can not only change the world through music, but can also be one of the best companies for people to work with and grow with. Daniel has visited over 20 countries across 5 continents, with plans to set foot on all 7, including Antarctica. So I don't want to wait any longer. I want to bring Daniel on board so we can have a great conversation with him. So let's do that now. So great to have you on today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk about your ascension in the company, because you have a really great backstory. And I really want to start there, because it's one of those rags to riches stories that everyone seems so thrilled with and we want to hear more of. So tell us how you got started with Brain.fm.
Yeah, sure. So I was working in another company. I was working in advertising before this, and I made the decision to move on back to roots of helping people. So I've always been interested in helping people and technology. And I think going down the advertising route, I kind of lost sight of that and did a readjustment and was like, got to move on. And actually, after I made that decision, I came across an email when Brain.fm first launched. And I was always interested in the space. I was always interested in, you know, the things we can eat, the diets, the sleeping arrangements, that we could have to be the best version of ourselves. So I was already like in on the philosophy, and I tried it I've tried everything, and I was like, this actually works. This is crazy. Tried it again, started trying to beat it. So I used to actually work from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., like 5 days a week. Used to travel around the world, like to Thailand and back, so I could keep that circadian rhythm. And I came across, I was like, wow, like I can stay up all night, I can sleep well, I can do all this stuff, and I can always find this focus state. I was like, this is gonna change the world. I need to be part of this. So basically I emailed them, didn't get a response. I called them. And called them, and about 12 times until they finally were like, okay, we got to call this guy back. And I told them what I do. I told them how I can help. And they were like, "We sounds great, but we can't afford you." And I was just so enthralled with the product and saw that this is a rocket ship. I wanted to be on. So I said, listen, you know, I'll work for free. You'll find the money. A month later they started paying me, and I guess it's been 3 years now, and now I'm CEO of the company. So it's been a fun ride.
Wow. What a fun ride. I can resonate with you in terms of using it for the very first time. I did the trial this last week or the week before, and just had it running here for a couple of hours. And you know, when I was done, when it was time to be done with the day, it was like, wow, I just realized I really had a lot more focus, and this really, really did work for me. So I had the same experience for you, and I'm ready to be shouting it from the rooftops too. One of the reasons I'm here is because of that you know, similar feeling I've got. So, you know, definitely we'll be letting people know about it. Let's talk about the product itself though, and let's talk about what it does, what it's designed to do, and for our coaches who are watching, how they can use it for themselves, number one, but also recommend it to their clients.
Yeah, of course. So Brain FM, we're making functional music designed to help you focus, relax, and sleep better. It's all backed by scientific testing, research, and evidence-based, right? So the way it works is your brain is kind of like a Christmas tree, where when you plug it in, it's all blinking at different times, right? And when you listen to our music, it actually aligns all the blinking to blink at the same time, which are actually the functional networks in your brain, which allow us to encourage it to arrive at a certain mental state and then neural phase lock into that mental state. So, you know, people, the whole idea is that people have been using music to alter their mood for all time.
Yep.
So basically we said, instead of making music and then making a playlist to then find the mood, why don't we, or really it would be people make music, people have a mood, then they make a playlist, right? And what we're doing is we're saying, reverse order. We're saying, what is the mood? What is the mental state that you want to be in? And then let's make music for that. So we actually, all the music is generated with an AI and composers that work together. And it's all around the neural phase locking protocol that we've put behind the music, which is, again, designed to get your functional networks talking to each other in a different way. And then neural phase locking your brain into that focus state, into that sleep state, and then listening to it the whole time, as long as you want to be in that mental state. Sorry, did you want to jump in?
No, I'm just amazed by it and how well it works too. Because, you know, people will look at this and they'll say, like, really, music's really going to change my state that much? I know if I'm feeling down, I'll just play some dance music or something that's got some high energy and I'll feel a little bit better. But really, to the point of, you know, being able to get you clearly focused and going further, actually having a good night's sleep too, that's amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's super interesting. So what's fun is that audio neuroscience, which is what we're doing, is really brand new. We're one of the people leading the charge. So we actually have a grant from the government right now, from the National Science Foundation, to validate that we can be an effective treatment for ADHD and other kinds of principles. So we use that same exact technology in our Focus, Relax, and Sleep product, and it's built through the AI and through that music. What I like to tell people is, from an evolutionary perspective, the way it works is that we are designed to find distractions. So 30,000 years ago, there's a rustle in the brush, right? And it's a tiger coming to eat you, right? And the humans that survived were the ones that were able to recognize the distraction, the event, right? And then react, right? And the world we live in today, we have distractions all the time. But your brain can't actually tell the difference between a lion coming to eat you and your ex-girlfriend or a business partner or, you know, whatever coming into your space. It's just looking for danger, right? And again, we're programmed to be that way. In the same way that we're trying to focus and our brain is, you know, wandering and doing other things and getting distracted, it's actually even more evident when we're sleeping or trying to sleep. So if you've ever actually laid in your bed and you can't sleep because you have 1,000 thoughts in your mind, right? And you're like, I know I need to go to bed. I know I'm tired, but I can't. It's because your brain is in overdrive saying, can this kill me? Can this kill me? Can this kill me? And what's interesting is most people sleep better in thunder and rainstorms. And the reason for that is because predators, or most predators that hunted humans back then, don't hunt in rainstorms, right? So we're actually combining leading and bleeding edge neuroscience with certain kinds of things that we're learning from evolution, like the certain kind of synchrony and the patterns of raindrops, which actually we have, we don't actually, all of our music is more than just Rain. It has all different genres, which we can go into, but it mirrors some of the acoustic patterns that Rain has, which helps you fall asleep, but also helps you focus and stay focused on certain activities when you're focusing.
That is amazing because, you know, I know that our eyes are designed to detect any kind of movement, right? Anything that might, you know, like you said, rustling in the brush or something, you see something move and all of a sudden, you know, you're immediately attracted to it. I didn't realize that it was auditory as well. That's fantastic to hear that from you. And yes, you know, this pop-up, that pop-up, this ding, that ding. It's like we have so many dings in our house today. I don't hardly know what they are anymore. You know what I mean? What was that ding about? And you're always like, always triggered. And
you can't turn your ears. I was just going to jump in and say you can't turn your ears off, so you can shut your eyes.
Yeah,
but you can't turn that. So yeah, it's just so interesting, and I'm obviously very passionate about what we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, you think about it that way. And it's like you were saying, as I have this happen all the time. It's like, okay, it's time for bed, 10, 11 o'clock, ready to go to bed. And all of a sudden, all these thoughts start coming in. And they come in, and they're coming in, they're coming in. And I'm like, not now. I'm trying to rest. You know, your mind's on overdrive. Mm-hmm. So this is a tool to help with that. Do you recommend, people use the sound patterns for, you know, during sleep? In other words, having something beside their bed that's playing the Rain sound or playing whatever during the night?
Yeah, so I'm specifically recommending the Brain FM because we're doing more than just Rain sounds. So mm-hmm. If you look at our music, we have piano, we have classical, we have hip, or we're actually working on hip hop, but we have electronic, we have jazz. And it's really not the music that you're listening to, it's the stuff behind the music. So for sleep, I totally recommend getting a really great Bluetooth speaker and just putting it beside your bed, turning it on and just sitting there and just go to sleep like you normally would. Same thing for focus. So it works best with headphones for focus, especially because we have very high oscillating patterns behind the music. But you basically put it on. I like to recommend that you set an intention. So instead of just putting it on and walking to work, you actually have to be focusing because it's like a shortcut to where your brain can already be. And when you do that, you just treat it like background noise. There's a very fine balance between making music that is enjoyable, but not too enjoyable. Because if it's too enjoyable, it actually distracts you. And if you don't like it, then it distracts you too. As well as matching with all these other things that are going on.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. I remember... I'm going back in the 80s now. I had bought some music that was royalty-free music for video production. And it was really like some new age kind of stuff. And I remember, you know, playing these CDs over and over and over again because back then I was doing a lot of copywriting and it just really helped me to focus. Now, obviously, not at the level that you guys are doing. I want to hear more about this background stuff, these that you were talking about. That's something that's actually behind the music because people will just say, well, I'll just go get some CDs or I'll just make a playlist on iTunes and it's good enough, right? But you've got more there.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for bringing that up. So the neural phase locking, a lot of the principles from that is these oscillations that we're doing behind the music that are synced to certain BPMs and the certain neural phase locking depth that we're trying to achieve. So what that really means is that we have patterns behind the music that you can, if you listen really closely, you can probably start hearing some patterns. But those are all basically encouraging your brain to rise. So this is way too basic, but pretend that your brain, the way it communicates with itself, is how fast. So if your brain's, you know, pulsing or something or communicating itself, you know, kind of slow, what we do is when you listen to music, it speeds it up for focus. And when you're thinking too fast, we can slow your brain down. Wow. The science is way more complex than that. But basically, it's really important that you're having certain kinds of characteristics in the music. So not only those oscillations, but we have this other cool thing where we have 3D sound. So most headphones are a horizontal plane.
Right.
So they're just here. Mm-hmm. We actually have, and this is through our AI, we're actually able to put sound above to the top right of you, and it lets it cascade through you to the bottom left, and it circles around. And one of the reasons why we do that is because your brain normalizes to everything, right? So one of the reasons why it's not as effective doing just like regular brain, like regular sounds, is that eventually maybe it works, but eventually your brain just gets used to it, right? And the challenge with that is it's about how you train. It's more into priming. It's like psychological responses. And what we're trying to do is not rely on that, because you can develop that yourself. It takes 3 to 6 months maybe to do and train your body on how to listen to certain sounds and you know, again, psychologically respond to those. Mm-hmm. But what we're doing with our music, because it has the neural phase locking, the oscillations, the 3D sound, we do salience reduction. So we're actually stacking almost like KFC's secret spices. We're stacking all of these things together to combine one thing that's greater than its separate parts, that currently we're the only ones doing it. And we only can because we have 3 patents on everything we're doing.
And this was created not by you, but by because the company was in existence before you came along.
Correct. Yeah. So the inventor, his name's Adam Hewitt. He's been working on this for 18 years. He was actually one of those people that were creating video games you could control with your mind. He's super smart. So he wrote his first symphony when he was 9 years old. He kind of taught himself all this stuff. And he was, again, making these video games to control your mind with EEG helmets and things like that. And they didn't really take off because it was so expensive 18 years ago. And he's a musician, so we just have these things on all day and was playing guitar and doing his normal stuff so he could get a baseline. And he started seeing patterns of when he played songs and then was like, wait a second, and started looking at all the other things that were on the market. Some of your audience might have heard of binaural beats or isochronic tones. That's something that we're not doing, and those have scientifically been disproven that they don't really work. So he went through those. He's like, that doesn't work. What are the things and how can we do this? And he created some of the first steps that got us to where we are today, and then started doubling down, and eventually helping us get scientists involved, and, you know, getting the research. And currently he's still involved in the company. He's my secret weapon, I like to say. And then we have a range of auditory neuroscientists and psychologists that consult and work full time with us, again, to make sure that not only are we able to provide and be a certain, I like to call it a tool today, mm-hmm. But also an improvement, because really this is the hypothesis. We think we've scratched the surface. We have like 90% more that we can do with this stuff. And the thing that I'm personally excited about, especially being a user first, is seeing where this can go one day. And that's what we're committed to, is making this a better product, because at the end of the day, everyone here in the company, we want a better product. So it's kind of this, you know, plus one every day. It's a lot of fun.
Let's talk a little bit about success stories, people using it and what they've experienced and what they were able to achieve. And you must have I saw there's a bunch of testimonials on the website, but you probably have better stories than even what's there.
Yeah, sure. I love doing this. So this is a main driver in why I get up in the morning. It's funny. So I'm at a WeWork right now. And I just met someone yesterday, and they were in another company, and I met with them, and I was like, okay, you know, are we talking about partnering? You know, what are you interested in? He goes, no, man, I just want to thank you. And he's like, you changed my life. Like, this is amazing. This is great. Like, I can't believe that this, he's like, tell me how it works, because I've been telling everyone about it. So that's like, I get those a lot. I do get people that write in a lot, and I get some very long emails from people saying, you know, I'm crying writing this email. I've never been able to, you know, sleep through the night. I have PTSD, or I have this or that, or I'm on Lunesta and all these other drugs, and I was able to sleep through the night for the first time in 20 years.
Wow.
This is amazing. You know, on the flip side, I have the same thing for ADHD, where people, they try the, you know, the challenge, and really our main mission is, and I can get back to this testimonial, but really our main mission is to give someone another option. So right now, if you want to focus, what are your options? You can not focus, right? Like, say you want assisted focus to get to the next level. You can, you know, really work on training your brain on how to get to this perfect thing and do certain priming and things like that. You can take drugs, right? Or you can just accept that you're not going to be able to improve your focus, right? On demand. And the challenge with drugs and all those things, where we're not trying to replace any of them, but the challenge is you take something, whether it's a sleeping pill or some other name brand drugs to help with ADHD. If you take too much or you take too little, it's a very fine line. And then once you take it, it's not like you can turn it on and turn it off. It's you're there for the next 6 hours with that.
Yep.
And again, I'm just looking for someone to have an option. So someone's kid that is struggling with ADHD, instead of saying, hey, let's go pump them full of all these things, why don't we try this first or in combination of? And we've had a lot of people that, again, getting back to the testimonial, write in and say, you know, I've struggled with this for years. I was able to use less or just not even use these drugs at all, and be able to, you know, to go to completely different levels.
There's a lot of drugs on the market or supplements on the market for memory and focus and stuff like that. And I've tried some for my own use to see if they were any good. Cause I always thought, oh, if I find something that's good, I can go out there and promote it. Cause I've got clients who really need this, and nothing ever really did it for me, but listening to brain.fm just for a couple of hours, I saw an immediate difference.
So yeah, I've done most of those kinds of supplements and nootropics and things like that myself as well.
Yeah.
I think the challenge with that is that we're just all different people. We have all these different body chemistries because we're from all over the world. But the one thing that unites us all is our brain, right? Because we all have, we're the ones that lived. You know, if you go back to evolution, the people that, you know, when it rains or when you're next to water, you feel like at peace. Mm-hmm. Another reason, because that's built into us, because water is a source of need. People like the smell of smoke and fires, and they can stare in them forever. And part of that is an evolutionary built in of being around fire, being around water meant that you lived, you know? So there's a lot of really interesting things there. And that's a little bit, I think, on a different level than nootropics are, because that could mean on your blood type and the chemistry of your body and your digestive system. And there's all these other things, which, you know, I could talk about for an hour at least. So we'll keep going from that. But we're trying to do it in a more mainstream, applicable, and something that has evidence to show that works for everyone.
Okay, so ADHD, how does it work for ADHD? Let's go into some of these specific issues with people have.
Yeah, sure. So ADHD it actually works the same thing for way that people that don't have ADHD. So the way we describe our focus product is it's a plus one product. So no matter where you are on the scale of focus, where you have extreme difficulty focusing, or you actually can focus really well, this is something that's been proven to give you a plus certain percentage. Now, the greater gains are if you have trouble focusing, but even if you're on the other end of the spectrum, you can get gains as well. It's all through the same techniques of the neural phase locking. With ADHD specifically, if we know someone has ADHD, we can change some of the oscillation depth and certain kinds of neural phase locking parameters or protocol to specifically target certain things that are happening in their brain. But for me to go into more detail than that, it would be really complex. And to be honest, I'd have to bring in my director of science to explain it.
So the other one that's very common today is PTSD.
Yes. So PTSD, I'm not going to say that we can cure any of that. No. I think there's some amazing things coming out that are coming, like through the MAPS program and things of that nature. But what the hand that we have in PTSD is really just the sleep. So one of the biggest problems with that, affliction is that it's trouble falling asleep and staying asleep.
Right.
And that's the biggest draw is if I can, our gold standard for sleep is being able to basically let you have the same quality of sleep every single night, no matter what. And that's the thing that we're working towards. So currently we do have a lot of people that self-diagnose or let up, basically tell us that they have PTSD, and they give us, you know, some feedback and what they're having. But again, because of the way that our brains work and the things that we're doing, again, it's like a wide net that casts and helps everyone.
That's amazing. Cause you know, PTSD is one of those things where there's not much space between calm and alarm, right? That's very, very, that gap is very, very tight. So any little noise startles someone with PTSD in the middle of the night. That's why they don't really get good sleep. So I can imagine if you're systems really helping the mind to calm down, slow down a little bit. Even, you know, the music itself might be helping black out some of the background noise that might otherwise startle.
Exactly. And that's also too why we have the relax stuff. So we have relax, which is more like a chill out, like Zen thing, which is for that purpose and can, where we're looking into helping people with anxiety for that. So imagine getting on a plane and you're just nervous as heck and you just put in headphones and it's literally designed to calm you down and get you in a more calm state than you would be without it. That could be, you know, again, maybe prescription that someday, but right now we're helping people that are doing that. We also have meditation too, which I neglected to mention because we have so many other things, but we're really working on taking what people are normally like, especially if they're used to meditating, and being able to give them a shortcut to that deep meditation. So instead of sitting there for 20 minutes or 40 minutes or 100 minutes or whatever, if we know what most people's brain look like when they're in deep meditative states, and we know where, or we have a good idea where your is because you know, there's a normalization, we can give you a shortcut to get a deeper, more collective experience, you know, just sitting and doing your normal routine.
Wow. Definitely going to try the meditation one. I haven't done that one yet.
Oh, great. Yeah. Definitely going to do that. Yeah.
I love your testimonial stories. I love people writing to you. And like you said, they're in tears and it's like, it's finally, there's relief. Finally, there's an answer. Finally, there's something I can do that actually works. That must feel so, so, so rewarding for you.
Yeah. You know, it's really, it's interesting because the whole reason why, getting back to my story, why I was so interested was because the feeling of extreme focus, what I like to say is it's like having a project due tomorrow, it's 2 a.m. and you've had two cups of coffee, right? That's the feeling that we can replicate in 15 minutes on demand. And for me, I always was having a really hard time finding that feeling. So I was a developer, and that's how I started, and then got into marketing and all that stuff. And I never got the thing, you know, basically I was paid per hour, right? So yeah. I was like, I can do this in 6 hours, or I could do this in 2 hours. So what I'd rather do is be more finally aware of when I'm in that focus mode and then do all my work than just like power through it when it's not as effective.
Right.
And the reason why I was so, yeah, just interested and excited was it was any time I wanted. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. This is what we need. And that's what I just want to do. I want to share this with everyone. That's why we're building the company. I mean, the cool thing is it doesn't matter if you speak English or Mandarin or French, it works everywhere. And right now we're small. We are growing pretty quickly, but I just want to shout out and spread this because it's a tool that lets you be your best self on demand.
Unbelievable. And I can see where the growth is. I can see your vision for the future and really taking this out there to the masses. And the response has been great. I know people are really responding to it. I certainly did. There was like, you never know. I try all these things, right? You never know what's going to work or not going to work.
And you should be skeptical because there's so many people that are saying this is the magic bullet. Yeah. And I, you know, again, I'm not saying that. I'm saying we're one of the solutions to get you there. But that's one of the reasons why we're science first and why we did the National Science Foundation testing and why we do, you know, we do video game testing actually to validate our focus. So we have Amazon's Mechanical Turk, and we do thousands and thousands of individuals, to prove that we have evidence to show that yes, they are, you know, more, effective. We can increase time on task by 39% for, you know, this is more science and data, but like, I think it's like I equals 2000. Not sure actually, so you shouldn't quote me on that, but basically for like thousands and thousands of individuals, we can show that this is a certain rate that we can prove, you know, as well as with their EEG and fMRI. And we're doing that because I think that everyone should be skeptical, especially as we move forward with technology. And it's so easy to just like make a fake website and make a claim with no backup, you know? Yeah. And we want to be ahead of that and say, listen, this is what we're learning. And this is what we're sharing, and this is how we can make the product better.
And I think you're doing the right thing because you do offer a free trial, and you can do 5 sessions for free, right? So the way that works, and you can try it for yourself. I didn't use headphones, but I'm going to do that because I think that's going to make a difference. From what you're saying, those higher oscillations, you're not getting them through the speakers. You will get them in the headphones.
Exactly. Yeah. We, for focus, especially, I always recommend headphones. The better headphones you have, the better depth of sound. It'll still work, but you know, if you can have 80%, you know, better or 100% experience, always recommend that. And then for sleep and relax, you can put that on speakers. So there's not a huge difference there. Yep.
Hard to sleep with headphones.
Yeah, exactly. Some people love it.
What do you recommend people do to get started?
So they can go to Brain FM and they can create an account and try out 5 sessions. I always recommend, I actually skipped over this earlier, but I always recommend having an intention. So what I do is I sit down with a notebook and I write down, what am I trying to accomplish in this 60 to 90 minute session? And then I, you know, put the headphones on and I say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I get started. And it starts affecting your brain in 5 minutes and ramps fully in 15. And then just work, just treat it like you normally would. And at the end of it, like you were saying earlier, at the end of your hour and a half session, take it out and look at all the work you did. And that's when it becomes apparent, because it's not supposed to be noticeable. It's supposed to be just a small aid that helps push you across the finish line.
Yeah. And if you can keep focus, and I guess the headphones help too, because they block out the outside noise too. And turn off your phone, turn off your beeping, you know.
Get it. Yep. And you know, 5 free sessions and you can give it a shot. You can be able to tell the difference. And then from there, it's a subscription where you can buy an annual plan or go on a monthly.
Okay. And the annual plan is?
$49. And then the monthly plan is $695. We actually are doing a whole brand new app in the next few weeks where pricing is going to be increased just a little bit. But it'll increase like $1 or so a month.
Okay. And the new app, can you tell us a little bit more what we can expect?
Yeah, sure. So I'm really excited about this. This is phase 2 of Brain FM. And basically we're adding favorites and we're adding more intention-based focus, relax, and sleep. So currently in the app, you click focus and it gives you focus music and you go to what you're doing. And now we're asking users specifically, what are you doing? So I'm focusing on deep work. I'm focusing on creativity. I'm focused on X, Y, or Z. And now you can pick on a more specific use case. So we can cater the music more specifically to what you're doing. And as you rate and move through the music and through the playlist, we can craft a personalized experience to you. So I'm super excited about that. We've gotten a lot of feedback in our testing that people are absolutely loving it, because if you don't like electronic music, if you thumbs down it or you say you have a bad experience, we don't send you anymore. You know, we give you more classical or whatever it may be, or vice versa. And we're doing a lot more new concepts. So guided focus or guided sleep, you know, as well as our guided meditation. And just, you know, adding just more to the ecosystem in general, which lets people really just dynamically integrate this into their life.
So it sounds like, Dan, it sounds like you're not going to get bored. It sounds like there's new stuff coming out all the time. So you're not going to hear the same music over and over and over again.
We currently have thousands of tracks already. Wow. And then we have an AI composers that work on this every day to develop new tracks every month. So
And your subscription covers it all. You have access to everything.
You have access there. It's like the Netflix of mental states. That's, we don't usually say that, but that's a.
I'm going to put that as your tagline. I love it. I really appreciate it. Okay. I'm going to make sure the links and stuff go in here so people know brain.fm, and that's where they need to go and get signed up, get an account, do the 5-session trial. Very easy to sign up, by the way. You can use your Facebook account, which I thought was brilliant. Sign up with Facebook. One click, you're in and you're listening within seconds, literally. So I really appreciate you coming on today. I appreciate you taking the time to spend with us. And wow, good stuff. Really, really good stuff. Very impressed.
Awesome. Happy to be here as always.
I'm going to use the sleep one. I'm going to try that out and get a Bluetooth speaker on deck here and give that a shot, because that sounds awesome too.
Look forward to it. Yeah. Tell me how it goes.
All right, Dan. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right. Cheers.
I want to encourage you to go over to brain.fm now, get that free account going and give it a shot for yourself. For me, I got to tell you, honestly, it made a big difference and it's something I'm definitely going to be subscribing to. In fact, I should be doing that even before I'm done here and get an account, an annual account, because I'm going to use this thing not just for focus during the day, writing copy, creating marketing, you know, whatever you're doing on social media, it really does take a lot of focus. And anything you can use to help increase that focus is really great. But here's what's even better, getting a good night's sleep. My gosh, that will change everything for you. And I know it's been a big thing for me to get better sleep. So I'm definitely going to get a Bluetooth speaker set up and I'm going to give the sleep sounds and music a good try. And I'll report back on a future episode of Coach's Corner how that works for me. Thank you so much for watching and I look forward to seeing you again next week.